Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free. 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida's flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active duty military and our veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there doing whatever you're doing to keep America moving and rolling along, thank you so very much for doing just that. And you can follow us on Facebook. Yes, we're still there. The official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also over on Parler at D Captain's America. By the way, Parler is still online at 7 minutes past the hour of 3 Eastern Time. They are still online. People were saying, oh, it's going to be gone at midnight. And then I heard, well, it's going to be gone at 3. Well, they're still there. So as far as I know, that's going to stay that way until we tell you different. I'm also on MeWe as Captain Matt Bruce, and we're on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. You can go over there and take advantage of all the different things we have to offer. All right, joining us for hour number two, we have the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Let's say the pledge for the second time, and I hope this drills in the point to a few people that are listening that need to hear it. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And, of course, that's something that is extremely important in this day and age in which we're living in. Now, Kyle, last hour we had a lot of different conversations, pretty much stuck to the impeachment thing and this, that, and the other, and the 25th Amendment and what Trump could and couldn't do. Well, as far as whether or not there's anything that can save him from being the keep him from to be the president still on January 21st, it is not going to happen.
No, it's not. There's no 11th hour thing that's going to occur at this point. All the court proceedings or filings, none of that has done anything.
It's official right now. Parler's offline.
Yes, as a matter of fact, I just refreshed it here, and it is offline.
9 minutes past the hour, Parler has gone offline until they can get another IP provider, which I understand. It will probably be something offshore. Now, that being said, we need to understand that the corporate media and the left just aren't satisfied with merely controlling the White House and both chambers of Congress in less than 2 weeks, 10 days, I believe, right? They want revenge. And on Thursday, it was what the most recent and possibly most egregious example was. The Forbes chief content officer announced that Forbes Media was going to hold accountable those who lied for Trump. Now, he called it a truth reckoning, but there's just one little problem. You know what it is?
What's that?
Over the weekend, Steve Forbes, the owner and founder and chief executive officer of Forbes, came out and said, I do not support this.
Well, right, yeah, I think several, about 6 years ago, they Forbes Media was sold to a place called Integrated Whale Media Investments,
yep,
based out of Hong Kong.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. But Steve Forbes still maintains a controlling interest in it. Therefore, guess what? If he tells his chief content officer that he doesn't want it, then it's not going to be done, right?
Well, hopefully so, yes.
Yeah.
But again, this is indicative now of this piling on, and as the word you used, Captain, was the right one. There's some kind of revenge mechanism going on here.
Now, I want to remind everybody that Jonathan Turley, you see him all the time. He's a professor at George Washington University Law School and a self-described liberal, but he's a very good person when it comes to common sense. Would you agree with that?
Very much so. He's a good guy. Yes.
And he warned Saturday that the Democrats could damage the Constitution if they impeach President Donald Trump over the deadly riots at the U.S. Capitol last week. Meanwhile, another prominent legal scholar, Alan Dershowitz, calls any Trump impeachment a loaded weapon that would be so dangerous to the Constitution. So they agree with that because, you know, it's been tried once, right?
Yep.
Didn't work, right?
Right.
Now they're going to bring it back again?
Well, of course, but that's their political hack thing that they're doing, basically. But Turley and Dershowitz are two gentlemen who, you know, whereas they might have certain different political ideas than somebody else or whatever, what have you, they're thoughtful.
Mm-hmm.
And they're thoughtful about the Constitution. And that is so important for us to realize, because they may not agree with everything I think or you think, but they can be your friend and we can have good conversations with one another.
Now, I want to remind everybody again, because I've said this and I got people saying, what do you mean local level? What do you mean local level? All politics start at the local level. Conservatives need to start now vetting candidates and getting ready to put forth a hard challenge in this year's local elections all across America. This also will help immensely with election reform and send a message to every state legislature, every mayor, every councilman, every county legislature, every state representative, that they all need to be vetted and challenged accordingly as to their qualifications to run. Again, you need to do a criminal check and you need to do a credit check. So if you understand, you're not getting somebody that's slipping in there to try to make a bunch of money, which is what they do when they rack up all this money from their campaign contributions, right?
That's right, yeah.
All right, hold on. We'll be right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. And again, Kathy is going to give you the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
There's There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And this portion of the program, my conversation with Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is brought to you by our friends at Auto Glass America. Now, remember, there's gold waiting in that bar or windshield you got. If you give it an inspection and it's got a chip or a crack in it, you could wind up getting $100 put right in the palm of your hand when you have your windshield replaced by Auto Glass America. Now, they'll handle your windshield needs, give you a lifetime warranty, which includes the car, the truck, or the van that you're driving, and, of course, Florida comprehensive insurance is required if you're in Florida. But from Fort Myers to Orlando to Gainesville to Tampa to Sarasota, over to Daytona Beach, up to Cal Ocala and down to Port Charlotte and surrounding areas, Auto Glass America will come to your home or office. They'll process your insurance claim, and you'll get a premium quality windshield and a warranty, too. And $100 put right in the palm of your hand when you mention me, the captain. And that's how it works. And guess what? The best part about it is all you got to do is give them a call at 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS for Auto Glass America, and tell them Captain Matt Bruce sent you. All righty. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
We want to take this caller because it's our resident professional question asker, Backgammon Bob. Mr. Backgammon Bob, what's up?
Okay. Just listen to your thing about the reforming the voter thing.
Yeah.
And I think the only way that we can do this is we got to go online. And when we go online, I think we can use some high-tech stuff, meaning like retinal scans, voice recognition, face recognition, and fingerprint. My phone will turn on if I put my fingerprint, it recognizes my face.
Mine too.
And also my voice, you know. And this type of stuff can be done online. Okay, I'm not grand. There's a few people that are not, you know, technologically enough savvy maybe, but they could be trained, they could be helped. And but we got to get this stuff online where it's instantaneous. There's not this long lag after the voting's over. Can't have two weeks come in late.
Right.
Anyway, that's it, Captain.
All right. Well, thank you, and I agree with you. And by the way, Kyle, do you remember when Florida had their voter tally ready?
Right. Yeah, like right after the polls closed.
It was no longer than 2 hours.
Right. Real soon.
They had the tabulations in, and they were done. Boom.
Right, and everybody knew, and there was no real question, and there wasn't this going on into the night and stopping counting and all that kind of stuff. Yeah.
No, and that leads to problems. And again, we did have, if we had problems down here, and by the way, we had the same problems up in upstate New York, too, and we cleaned that act up, too, up there where I was at. Of course, that's rural New York, where 95% is conservative, patriotic, and everybody's got a flag in their front porch or in their front yard, but the thing of it is if we could do it, they can do it.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody.
Well, that's right. And again, it requires effort to do that.
Yep.
And also it requires a lot of interest from the local people.
Mm-hmm. It does. And the other thing is, and this is very important, Donald Trump will become a martyr if he's impeached by the Democrats. So it's quite possible that this will backfire on him.
Well, I think that it could because it's too much. We got 10 days left, basically, and for the House to be focusing on something like this, they know the Senate's not in session.
Right.
Yes, they have a couple of pro forma sessions or something, but they're not going to be in session. They're not going to have a trial in the Senate anytime soon, all that stuff. So get to work for the business of the country. You have an incoming administration. Focus on the things that are important.
Right. And did you see the photo cover on Vogue of Kamala Harris?
I saw that she had been on the cover and that it was causing some kind of...
social media outrage is what it was causing because of the way it was done. But then again, she's Kamala Harris, so she can get by with anything.
Well, exactly. And I expect she'll be on Joe Biden, too, on the covers of all kinds of magazines coming up here.
Yeah, and there's no surprise here when we found out yesterday that Google, Microsoft, Verizon, just to name three of the big high-tech companies, were on the Biden Inauguration Committee donors list. And if you donated $500,000, you got a seat at a certain level in the inauguration box, you know, for the parade festivities and all that, which is going to be virtual, I guess. And if you donated $1 million, so you got to be right up front with the president.
Yeah, well.
Well, should I say the president and the vice president, which would be Biden and Harris.
Right. Yeah, well, I mean.
Yeah. Isn't that nice?
Well, exactly. And the more and more people should hear about this, you know, they might form different opinions.
Yeah. And then here's somebody that you gotta respect him for what he did. But did you hear about the West Virginia state lawmaker that resigned Saturday after he got arrested for entering a restricted area of the U.S. Capitol?
I've heard something about that. You're right, yeah.
Now, I told everybody last week when this all happened that there was going to be hell to pay because they had facial recognition on a bunch of people inside. And little by little, one by one, they're going back and they're charging people with entering a restricted area in the Capitol if they were just there where they weren't supposed to be in certain areas. And God forbid if you took anything and they saw you. And the worst part of it is, when that cop got hit with the fire extinguisher, who later wound up dying, and by the way, I want to mention about a second police officer here, that makes anybody that was in the picture around beside this police officer that didn't render aid, it makes them an accessory to murder.
This is very, very heavy duty, Captain.
Yeah.
What can you say? This is a horrible, horrible situation.
Hey, smile. You're on candid camera. There are cameras everywhere in there. And anybody that went inside, and there's people listening to this show right now, I know that went in that Capitol, guess what? You can expect to get the tap on the door. But here's the other thing. There was another police officer this weekend that died off duty, and we're not hearing a Capitol Police officer, and we're not hearing what the circumstances were, and I'm not going to assume anything. We don't know if it had anything to do with what transpired on Wednesday of last week or if it was something totally different. But again, a second officer, Capitol Police officer, has died. We don't know why.
That's right. They simply made the announcement, and no details have been forthcoming at all yet.
Yeah. And somebody asked me who this person was in West Virginia. His name was Derek Evans. He was a Republican delegate to the West Virginia state legislature, and he notified the West Virginia governor, Jim Justice, that he was stepping down effective immediately because he was being charged with entering a restricted area and had to answer the charges in person in Washington, D.C.
Exactly right. And again, you know, it seems like that goes, that's the right course of action there, because he obviously would come under some kind of prosecution for that.
Yeah, and I had somebody asking me about Parler. Parler went dark about 10 minutes after 3. They're offline. They're looking for now plans to move their IP. I was told, in a private conversation I had with one of the investors, that they may be moving offshore with a service provider.
Yeah, that's very possible. And again, they have to reestablish their IP address and then all the DNS.
Well, instead of being parlor.com, it might be parlor.uk or parlor.whatever. I don't want to mention any. I'm just using the UK for the United Kingdom as an example, but I understand it's going to be somewhere, it looks like, in the Caribbean.
Mm-hmm. Well, but again, you know, it's going to be an interesting thing to see how this plays out, because, you know, you saw that they were banned off of the Apple App Store, out of the Android Store, whatever, it's interesting to see whether or not the politics of this, or whether it is really simply just the idea that, well, you need to have a robust moderation system or you can't list your app, you know, if that's really legit or not.
Right. And we'll find out sooner rather than later, I suppose. But again, it is what it is. Now, the other thing is, if you're just joining us, the House and James Clyburn, the majority whip in the House of Representatives, Democrat from South Carolina, was on television yesterday, and he said that they were going to introduce, to begin with, the 25th Amendment charge against the president to see if they could get the members of the cabinet or the vice president to move on that. They've said they're not going to, and if that doesn't work, then they already have charges drawn up, impeachment charges, against President Donald Trump. Now, will he have to fight them again, this, that, and the other? Yep. And I heard that he had named two people to represent him. I believe one of them was Rudy Giuliani again, was it not?
I believe it was. And Alan Dershowitz said he would step up and
okay. And all right. And those are two of the ones that were involved before. But, you know, they had the votes. I mean, they're just going to go through the formality. They had the votes to do this. So, you know, he may, in fact, get impeached again in the House of Representatives. I'm not saying it's right. I'm not saying it's proper at all. I think they should just consider the fact that the president is going to be stepping down on the 20th. He's probably going to leave beforehand. So why even bother, right?
Right.
All right, folks. Hang on. Kyle, you hang on, too. We'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch, Monday morning edition.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station, the Captain's America Third Watch.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the House will attempt to pass a resolution Monday calling on Vice President Mike Pence to invoke the 25th Amendment to remove President Trump from office. Should that effort fail, she says she's ready to pursue impeachment. She tells CBS News that there must be justice for what she called an attempted coup.
It's not a question of let it go. We aren't going to let go an insurrection in our country, an attempt of coup d'etat, so that we cannot validate the election of the next president of the United States. This let it go is that was then. That is not now. However, there is always, and I've said this to my members again and again, you have to watch what the opportunity is and what it will accomplish.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You are indeed, and thank you very much for tuning in, chiming in, and opining. We've got a lot of comments from all around the country as well as around the world. Hello to Steve in Thailand, and hello to Maria in Germany, who just came in through the, another means and contacted me directly via email. So hello to Maria. Now, this portion of the program is brought to you by Farrah and Farrah, and these are attorneys that have offices in Florida and Georgia, and if you need help, I'm telling you, they will get it done. Here's more. The injury law experts at Farrah and Farrah measure their success by only one thing, your success. Since opening its doors in 1979, Farrah and Farrah has won over $1 billion for its clients with offices in Florida and Georgia, including in Tampa, St. Petersburg, and Bradenton. Their legal team has more than 60 attorneys, including military veterans. Team Farrah won't let the insurance company push you around and is dedicated to treating every client with the dignity and respect they deserve. So whether you've been injured in a car crash, truck accident, slip or fall, or on the job, you can trust that Farrah and Farrah will listen and fight tirelessly to get you the justice and compensation you deserve. Visit FarrahandFarrah.com. Now, don't forget they have a 24/7 number you can call, too. It's 877-245-6707. That number, again, is 877-245-6707. You can call them and see if you have a case. Now, Farrah and Farrah, that's spelled F-A-R-A-H. FarrahandFarrah.com. They've got offices in Florida, around Georgia, to Florida and Georgia. Give them a call. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Unfortunately, we have some very sad news to report about the second Capitol police officer who dined off duty. He committed suicide.
This is what we're hearing at this hour, Captain. According to a New York Post story, Officer Howard Liebengood, 51 years old, he died while off duty on Saturday. According to some of the sources, they're characterizing this, according to the article, as an apparent suicide. So we're waiting, of course, for confirmation on that, but this is the information we have so far. He had been with the department. He was assigned to the Senate Division and had been there since April of 2005, so long serving on Capitol Hill.
Well, the officers were put through a living hell, and post-traumatic stress is something that happens to police and firefighters as well as military. It's not limited to one group of people. As a matter of fact, different people that work in offices and whatnot have also been subject to it for different reasons. But the thing of it is this is a shame. This is just an absolute tragedy. And anybody that was involved in any way in that Capitol needs to be arrested and have the book thrown at them, especially if they stole anything, busted anything, beat anybody up, because there were dozens of officers that were hurt in the scuffle that ensued. And that's assault on a police officer. They need to go to jail.
That's exactly right, Captain. You know, obviously it's one thing in our country, people have protests or gatherings. But all of this, and I mean all of this, could have been avoided because people knew better than to go into the Capitol building. And once they were in there, what did they expect? There was going to be confrontations. So this could have been avoided, and this officer, a good man, could likely still be alive.
Yeah. Now, moving along, the COVID-19 exposure. Now, this is a good one, and nobody thought about this, but it came out over the weekend. A doctor came out and said, by the way, folks, the COVID-19 exposure that's possible for the congressional members during the Capitol riot is immense.
Well, that's right. I heard one member of Congress talk about the fact that they, of course, were spirited away to a safe area, place they could be, and they spent about 7 hours there. So we don't know all the conditions or the proximities and so forth. So that's right. I'm sure there. And, of course, people were coming in from the outside and were contaminating the area, too. And so this was it's an all-round bad thing.
Right. And, by the way, there was a fund set up for Officer Brian Sicknick, the first officer who was killed when he was hit in the head with a fire extinguisher. The goal was $200,000. As of the radio show time, when we came on the air, they had $515,000 in that amount. So kudos to the people for contributing there. And I even put some money in there.
Good. Excellent.
Yeah.
That's good to know that it's so high.
Yeah. Now, yesterday, Senator Roy Blunt, Republican of Missouri, balked at the attempt to impeach President Trump again. He said unequivocally, quote, end of quote, it's not going to happen, as Pennsylvania Republican Senator Pat Toomey joined the calls for President Trump to just simply resign.
Well, right. I mean, so you're going to have these kinds of calls and so forth. But again, I don't think we're going to see an event like that, either obviously impeachment, 25th Amendment, or resignation prior to the inauguration. I don't see that's going to happen. But of course, it is part and parcel of this process for people to make such calls.
Well, we have to understand that we know. I believe in my heart of hearts that this election was stolen. I believe there was a problem with the voting machines. But the challenges and all that are over. They're done with. No court, no judge, no state legislature, and certainly the Supreme Court never stepped up. So coming January the 20th, guess what? Like it or not, Joe Biden becomes president, Kamala Harris becomes vice president, and there you have it. Now, I do not think Joe Biden is going to remain in office the full 4 years, do you?
I think there could be, because of his health issues that we've observed, there could be something that plays into that now.
I think they're chomping at the bit, and this would be Michelle and Barack Obama, who are very good friends of Kamala and were the ones that spoke up and pushed her to be there. I believe that she will become the first female president. Of course, she'll be a Democrat, and then, just to add more insult to the injury, somewhere along the line, there will be a female vice president.
Yeah, but you never know. And but what really, Captain, I think that as Joe Biden becomes the president,
mm-hmm.
I think that we're going to see this crushing weight of the office come down upon his shoulders. And again, we don't know what challenges lie ahead this year for our country. You know, any kind of domestic issues, the economy, external issues, foreign policy problems, the Middle East, you name it. We just don't know what's going to happen, and how Joe Biden responds to that is going to more clearly define him, shall we say, in the eyes of the American people.
Yeah. Now, meanwhile, in the midst of everything that's been going on here, Iran is acting tough right now. They believe they have an opportunity to do something. What the something is, who knows? But they definitely are being sent a message. The Biden team in particular is being sent a message by Iran. There's certain things they want, and we do know that Israel just bombed in Syria an Iranian Hezbollah base with the Iranian-backed militias, plus the Iranian Revolutionary Guard that were there. They just bombed one of their bases.
That's right. And again, because all of it, everything's in flux right now, because they don't know what's going to happen with Trump in the last 10 days. They don't know I think they know what to expect from Biden, more or less. But get this, Captain, the funny thing is that the Iranian regime believes that they bring stability to the region now. I mean, that's
a good
crazy.
One.
Yeah.
That's a good one. That's insane. That's nuts. And, oh boy, aren't you glad you don't live in San Francisco, because the California Bay Area coronavirus lockdown has been extended indefinitely. Are you kidding me?
That's indefinite there, and then in my area, too, the region that I'm in Southern California, it's more or less indefinite, because it's all based on percentages of ICU beds. And so I had a small businessman friend of mine for a long time tell me the other day, how can you stop your business indefinitely? I mean, in other words, you're looking, is it going to be 3 weeks, another 2 weeks?
Yeah.
It truly is indefinite.
And then we're going to wrap up this segment with this story. The Secretary of Health and Human Services, Alex Azar, blasted New York Governor Andrew Cuomo over the weekend for his criticism of the Trump administration's handling of travel restrictions, calling it ignorant demagoguery. I said that wrong, didn't I?
Demagoguery?
Yeah, demagoguery.
Yeah.
There
demagoguery,
we go. Yeah, I was looking at it and I got it spelled wrong. That didn't help either. But anyway, are you kidding me? Travel restrictions? Of course we got to have travel restrictions.
Well, right. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Well, again, you know, it's this whole episode of what we'll call the Trump era has really laid bare so much of this underlying, you know, bad feelings and so forth, which is just terrible. It'll take a long time, a very long time, I'm afraid, for us to heal. But you know, it takes two to tango, and you can't have the kind of rhetoric that we're hearing from the left and the people out there tweeting and all this kind of stuff.
Nope.
Either you want to heal or you don't.
Nope.
That's that simple.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with an updated Truckers Highway and Byway report. We'll see where our little snowstorm has moved off to, if it's moved further to the east, and I suspect it probably has, so we'll give you the latest on it. So don't go anywhere. We are coming right back. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida, all across the country, and around the world, too, via the satellite. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why should I go?
The last year was a brutal wake-up call and proved why you should always prepare far in advance for any emergency life throws at you. This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Our mission is your survival. So try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day. Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. And, of course, she was made famous by her days on the Howard Stern Show when she used to be the girl in the traffic copter flying over New York City. And I met her when she was with Fox News. September 11, 2001, at the World Trade Center when she showed up there to cover what was going on. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J. Stop on in there. Remember, tell them that you've been listening to me talk about them on the Captain's America Third Watch, and you will get a free cup of coffee. Now, make sure you join the Drivers Club, too, because if you do, you'll get points for the fuel you buy, the food you buy, and, oh, yeah, anything you need in the trucker store, too. Okay, here we go.
Machine. I knew he must have been about 17. He was strong, playing my favorite song. And I could tell it wouldn't be long, that he was with me, yeah, me. And I could tell it wouldn't be long, that he was with me, yeah, me. Singing, I love rock and roll. Put it up in time and it's in my face.
That's Joan Jett and the Blackhearts from 1982. I love rock and roll. What do you think, Carl?
I love Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. Yeah, that brings back a lot of great memories, and she can still rock, man.
Yeah, she's still around and rocking, too, come to think of it. All righty, let me read the weather statement, folks, and then I'll turn it over to Kyle. Now, there's a southern winter storm, and it is moving along pretty much I-20 right now. It's about, in Louisiana, it's about 20 miles north of I-12, where you'll run into some bad weather if you're coming north out of, say, maybe Lafayette or Baton Rouge. How's that? Now, accumulating snow will continue in the lower Mississippi Valley into midday today. A plume of deep Pacific moisture will impact the Pacific Northwest into midweek, causing multiple rounds of heavy rain along the coast and in lower elevations and high elevation snow. Now, that snow could be heavy. So, the rain will result in flooding, especially in and around recent burn scar areas, as debris flows and mudslides are going to be possible. Kyle, tell us what's going on.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, up in the Pacific Northwest tonight, we do have some rain going on in Seattle. We also have a winter storm watch. This is going to be just west of Seattle in Bellevue. So if you're coming across I-90, you want to be careful of that. Also, down in Portland, Oregon, we're going to have dense fog. Well, this is actually south of Portland, the dense fog. But rain will also continue Monday, Tuesday, through about Wednesday in Portland as well. But dense fog advisory, this is going to be near Salem along Interstate 5, of course. And then easterly there in Oregon, if you're coming across I-84 and you're in the Pendleton area, you're also going to run into some dense fog. And this extends us southward down to about Pilot Rock, it looks like. So, again, be very careful if you're coming across there. High wind watch, this along 395 if you're in the Lakeview area of southern Oregon. Also, more dense fog, this time from about Orland and Chico, Orland along I-5, all the way down to a little bit south of Bakersfield. You've got dense fog in the California Central Valley. So California 99, I-5, be careful. Coastal flooding advisory, this is going to be in the Santa Rosa area, also in the area, looks like, of San Rafael as well. They've got the king tides coming in. There could be some even road closures, we understand, close to the coast there, so be careful. Wind advisory in Santa Clarita looks like extends all the way to Ventura and Oxnard, so you've got that to contend with. And then over in Montana, don't want to forget about that, we've got Helena, Montana. They got a high wind watch. This also means if you're in the Great Falls area along I-15, you've got high wind watches going on there. And a high wind warning, this north of Cheyenne along I-25 near Wheatland, south of Glendo.
All right, well, I'm going to start on the western side of our snow, or our storm, rather, and that would be from about Fort Benning, Georgia, on up to the Tennessee-Georgia line, and then on an angle north and west of Atlanta, going up towards the Tennessee-Georgia line and the South Carolina-Georgia line. You have got temperatures at or near freezing. You've got some moisture that's coming that way that could be freezing rain. It could be sleet. Might be a few snow flurries in the mix, but at any rate, that's going to go on the rest of the night there. And back halfway across Alabama right now, just west of Birmingham, but moving in that direction, you do have some winter weather coming there. If you're over in Mississippi, you've got a winter storm warning still. Jackson, Mississippi, west all the way over into Louisiana, and going across all the way across Louisiana, especially going across the River Bridge, you have a winter storm warning there. I've been told it's very treacherous on the I-20 Mississippi River Bridge, and they may or may not be considered closing that because people are going real, real slow across there, as you might well expect. And southern Arkansas, across the southern Arkansas, you've got some snow there, and also over into the Texarkana area of Texas, and goes into a little bit of Oklahoma's southeastern corner, and that's about it. Snow has let up in Dallas-Fort Worth right now. It's moved off to the east. So, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we look forward to talking to you tomorrow night, my friend.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and it's KyleWarrenShow.com. All right, well, now we're going to join with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Check out her website, FoundersCode.com. Read the great article she's got there. Okay, first of all, we got to talk about whatever in the heck it is that the Democrats are going to do today. We understand the plan is to initiate and see if they can get the 25th Amendment brought against the president by using the cabinet and the vice president. I don't think that'll work. Do you?
Well, it could work. And that is what they're banking on. It does, in fact, take, well, there's several steps here. Pelosi has already sent a letter to, Pence, and, Pence, would have to get the cabinet members to agree to this. And they could go ahead and push that. If they in fact do, then it goes to a committee. I don't think she's formed that committee yet. The other interesting thing is that Trump can, challenge it. And if he does, then that's when the committee would have, then I think there's an 8-day process. So.
I know.
Yeah, this isn't gonna, so she's really put, now she's put Pence and the other people in the administration up against the wall.
And then we've got this impeachment thing, which the minority leader, Mitch McConnell, has come out and said, look, we can't even come back to session until the 19th. And they want Charlie Schumer to see if he can get them back earlier.
Well, yeah. And they can impeach him post-presidency.
Yep. Yep.
Which then says that he is pretty much stripped of anything that any sitting president has post-presidency, including Secret Service and so forth. And he can never run again.
That's correct. Well, he's never going to run again anyway. He's out of his mind if he says he's going to.
Right.
Yeah, so that's not going to happen. And it's a terrible shame, but unfortunately, you know, no court, no judge, no state legislature, not even the Supreme Court would hear anything. So we've got what we got. So now we have to come up with a plan B.
Which there's a high suggestion that he just go ahead and resign. And a resignation does some other things, and that is because you have to look at the rest of the Republicans or conservatives, because all of their donations are going to dry up, which is a self-inflicted wound. Then they can never compete against Democrats again.
Are you familiar with the reset, Build Back Better, elitist agenda? You familiar with that?
The Great Reset?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, we're going to be back and we're going to talk about that because we just got an email from somebody that wants me to talk about it. We will talk a little about it, but we won't dwell on it because there's more at stake here. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.